of the Ultimate Fighter is off and underway as Conor McGregor coaches a European team against Uriah Faber's All-American outfit. It promises to be another interesting, intriguing, and probably quite amusing series. If the first show is anything to go by, we're going to see plenty of amusing moments between the two coaches. And if the fights that got the guys into the house is anything to go by, then we could be in for some spectacular action inside the octagon as well. Throughout the season, we're going to be getting a blog on thesun.co.uk/UFC from a British competitor in that series. Saul Rogers is a Manchester-based lightweight who trains out of SBG Manchester. He's in the house. He won his fight to get into the house, and he can't wait to showcase his skills in front of a national TV audience on The Ultimate Fighter. I caught up with him just after the first show had been aired on UK television to get his take on how he got into the show, the general dynamic of the show, and while he couldn't give away anything about what happens in the weeks ahead, he's excited for people to see just what's in store on the latest season of Tough. How are you, Saul?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm very good. First off, you must be absolutely delighted to be able to even talk about this now. You've probably been sitting on some of this stuff for a while now, yeah?
Oh, it's been horrible. Everyone's been asking me, oh, did you get on? I'm like, you're going to have to watch it, literally, like, all my family and friends and everybody. So it's good that at least I can kind of announce that I'm in the house and stuff like that now, so.
How did it feel watching it back?
It felt good. I think it's been edited really well. They didn't play much of my fight, which is kind of good too. They just kind of showed the best bits, and it's kind of, but people, like, left people wanting more in a way, do you know what I mean?
Give us a bit of background in terms of the process that you needed to go through in order to just get into the show to start with.
See, me, I was fortunate, unlike a lot of the others, whereas we got like an invitation, so they flew 9 of us out, so we had to come to Vegas, do the medicals and all of that kind of stuff, and then basically that was it, elimination fight to kind of get in the house. Some of the other guys had to do the trials and stuff, so I'm kind of lucky in a way I didn't have to kind of go through that process.
Oh, that's not too bad. Tell me what the emotion was like sort of walking into that tough gym for the first time. You know, it's pretty iconic, that building, isn't it?
Oh, man, it was horrible. I swear, for that first fight, I couldn't even get anything what happened in the fight. Like, literally, I couldn't tell you anything because I was that, like, I don't know if it's nerves or pressure or the whole thing. It was horrible. I couldn't even kind of sit back and kind of say, wow, I'm here, because I was just, like, so nervous about kind of getting into the house. It was only after I won the fight that I could kind of, like, appreciate where I was and what I was doing.
Give us an idea of the sort of reaction that you've had. Obviously, you've had to, as you say, you've had to tell all your friends and family to sort of stop asking you how things went and watch the show. And obviously, it went out last night, so I'm guessing that, did you have some sort of viewing party late last night or something?
Well, no, because it went out last night, we didn't get it till, like, 3 o'clock in the morning over here. So 99.9% of people who know me, they stayed up till 3 in the morning and watched it. So when I woke up today, I've just had just hundreds of, my social media and my phone's just absolutely been, I've had to turn my phone off because it's gone that crazy. The amount of support and love I've got off everybody has been crazy. And even people I don't even know has been, like, kind of showing me love, you know, because I'm kind of representing England and all of that kind of stuff too, so it's been good. I'm having a view tonight, because obviously they play it over here 10 o'clock our time tonight, so even the ones who are watching it, we're all going to get together at the local pub near me, so everyone's going to go there, kind of gather there and watch it.
Fantastic. You said you're representing England, and that was the thing that I really quite like. Well, all the American guys, they're representing their country, and
yeah,
you've then got this team of European fighters who come from a wide variety of different nations, and I love the way you just went on there and said, yeah, I'm on the European team, but I'm here to represent Great Britain. How important is that to you, to sort of represent your country? How much of a driver is that for you?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, there's no one really from England at the minute. We had Pearson and Bisping back in the day. Obviously, Bisping won the series 3, I think, of the Ultimate Fighter. I don't know what one Pearson won, but, like, so that kind of, them guys have been around a long time, and both of them live in America now. So I don't really think there's anyone from England at the minute, like, kind of, you know, like, there's no kind of standout English guy at the minute who's actually living in England, so I want to kind of be that guy following the footsteps of, like, Bisping and Pearson and kind of make a good career out of it and kind of do one better and fight for a world title one day.
Have you had any advice from anyone who's been through the process before to give you an idea what to expect going into it?
Yeah, some of the guys I train with have been on the show, so I kind of had half an idea, but it still don't prepare you for kind of what happens on the show when you're there, man. It's a whole other level.
Now, I know you can't reveal anything about what's going to happen in future shows, but give us an idea of just what people can expect in terms of the general dynamic between the coaches and the quality of the fights.
I honestly think that this season, the fights this season, have been far better than all the other seasons, or most seasons anyway. I mean, everyone fought their ass off to get in. Good team effort, and everyone's head was strong this season, whereas sometimes you see guys and their heads kind of fall off and they don't want to be there. Everyone who was on that show wanted to be there, and everyone on that show gave 100%. And so you're going to see good fights, some good drama in there as well. And yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
Who from within the sport of mixed martial arts in particular sort of inspires you? Who are your sort of heroes in that respect?
Honestly, it's my teammates are the ones. Like, literally, I've been away now for 2 months. I've come back, a couple of them on my team, they've all been working new games and stuff. And honestly, when I come back, it's these boys, like my teammates. It's no UFC fighters, and that's a God's honest truth. My teammates are the ones who inspire me. Some will be better in this aspect, some will be better in this aspect, some will be better in this aspect, and I kind of take bits from each one and kind of try and mold myself off that. So I say my teammates are the ones that are inspiring me at the minute.
You'll be able to see The Ultimate Fighter every Wednesday night on BT Sport at 3 a.m. Now, the reason that is so late is because that's going to be shown at the same time as it's being aired in the United States. So if you don't want to get any spoilers, that's the one to watch, or record it and watch it really early in the morning and stay off your social media until you've seen it. Now, if you'd rather watch it at a more palatable time, then it's repeated on the Thursday night at 10 p.m. also on BT Sport. Check the listings. I think it's mainly going to be on BT Sport 2. But make sure you check your listings each week, because they sometimes move the things around to fit live sporting events into the schedule. Check those listings every week. The Ultimate Fighter is shaping up to be quite a decent series, actually, with a bit of British interest in there as well. And, of course, the X Factor that is Conor McGregor. It's going to be worth a watch every Wednesday night through the night, or Thursday night, both on BT Sport. Check it out. And finally, don't forget, you can check out Saul Rogers' blog every Thursday on thesun.co.uk/UF.